Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, Ein elu nidreit in ino nefesh. No, these are not called cases of ino nefesh. And Aram says the first book of Mordor of Yosef, nidreit ino nefesh hud lo heaven, avod varm shebeno lo beno heaven. Rabbi Yosef, all these first two cases, that she can't take a shower, or she can't put on makeup, that has to do between her and her husband. Because that's going to bother her husband if she can't take a shower, if she can't put on makeup. So those have terim go, but terim is called neder, dvorim she beino le beino. It's something between her and him. So therefore, that's not the case of inu nefesh. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi explains, v'yelu hein nidri inu nefesh, but you know rather what is yet considered a case of inu nefesh. Omra, she says like this, koinein peiris oilem olai. She makes in this and that she cannot eat any fruits of the whole world. All type of fruits are rosa to her. That's a terrible pain to go through life like that. So then if the husband hears about it, he can be made for that neder. Hareza yachol ofer. What about if she only says, Peiris medina zu'alai? She only says, I'm not going to be able to eat Australia's apples. Only that type of apples I can eat. From one medina. But from the medina where she is living, she did not make the iser. Then that's not so bad. Because Yovilo Medina Harris, so who says you have to eat those type of apples? So what? If you made this and that, not to eat flowered apples. Okay, so you eat California apples. It's not so bad. But if you make an this and that and not to eat any apples, that's terrible. What about Paris Chendvini Zeolai? She makes an this and that she can't have any enjoyment from Ralph's. She goes to Ralph's. That's a grocery store. So she makes this and that she can't have any enjoyment from Ralph's. Is there any Yochel Hofer? The husband can't be made for the nether. It's right then, not so bad. Go to Alphabet, go to a different store. You don't without, you have to go to this Chendvini. Go to another store that's not called Inu Nefesh. What about though? Let's say she had a credit charge in Ralph's. And Ralph's the only store that gives a credit. Nobody else gives a credit. Says, so she doesn't have any money, the only place where she could buy food now is by Ralph's. So then I raise the offer. Then if she made this a nether, that she can't buy anything from Ralph's, the husband's allowed to be made for that nether. Because that's called the nether of Inu Nefesh. Since that's the only store that gives a credit, and if she can't buy there, till come time she won't be able to buy any place. And that's a terrible pain. So therefore the husband has a right to be made for this type of a nether, Divrei Rabbi Yosi. And this is the one that says these are considered cases of inu nefesh. Now the Gemara explains. Nidre inu, our Mishnah says, Nidre inu nefesh to the mefer. She'ein behem inu nefesh einu mefer. Mashma only in the dorim that has pain to her if she keeps it. Then the husband or the father could be mefer. But mashma the neder does not give her any pain. Stam, she makes this a neder, she is not going to eat these apples. There's no pain involved, so don't eat these apples, eat other apples. Then the husband cannot be made for the nether. For the Mar and Mashman, there's no other nether he could be made for. For the Mar, we learn not like that. For Yotanya, we learned. The Pasuk says, Bein ish li ishtoi, bein av li bitoi. That nederim that pertains between the husband and the wife, between the father and the daughter. Melamed, this Pasuk comes to teach us, Shehabal mefer nederim, she beino le beino. The husband has a right to be made for the nedarim, which pertains between him and his wife. Even though the neder is not a pain to his wife, but still, if it's something that gave it to him and her, he has a right to be made for it. So, l'chor t'kasha in our Mishnah. Why does our Mishnah only say, inu nefesh, here it's mashma, dvorm, shebeino, lebeino, also, the husband could be made for. And this Gemara says, Amri, halin v'halin mefer. True, the husband or the father has a right to be made for both of these types of nedarim. Whether the nether is inu nefesh like our Mishnah, or whether the nether is dvorm shebeino lebeino, true, the husband has a right to be made for them. But niyu yishno, there's a difference. Inu nefesh, if the nether is a pain to her, something we see she can't take, then we say, mefer li'elam, the husband has a right to be mefer, and when he's mefer, the mefer is chal li'elam, that's it. This nether never comes back again. That's called mefer li'elam. Therefore, it helps for always. Avulein beminu nefesh. Let's say the pasuk the nether does not have a pain to herself, but only it's something between she and him. Then we say kedisa tachusayo heve hafora. Calls the man they're living together. True, when the husband was made for that nether, the she made a nether not to put on makeup. So, that nether pertains to him. So kol zman he's married to her, if he was made for it, that's it, the nether goes off. Mashenka, when she gets a get though, then the nether comes back again. But Dvorm, this type of nether between her and him, then we say his power to be made for to take off the nether is only calls the man he's married to her. But when he gets a get, he gives her a get, then the nether comes back again. But Shein Beminu Nefesh.
Let me skip someone said the
therefore, the Chimigarish law, Chalala Nidra. But Dvorm Shebenola Beno, right. Shein Bem Inu Nefesh. That's talocha of the neder does not have to do with inu nefesh. It only has to do with dvorim shebenola beno. That then we say the husband's afar only helps for kol zman they're married. But after the marriage, then the neder comes back. The afar doesn't help afterwards. Avol yesh bem inu nefesh. But let's say the neder has to do with inu nefesh, something that bothers or gives a pain. Then we say lechalala nidra. That then the neder was not chal. In other words, once he's made for the neder, that's it. The nether never comes back again. Udvarim shein beminu nefesh. Now the Gemara asks the kashya, is this true? Udvarim shein beminu nefesh. A nether that does not have pain to his wife. It's only a nether that has to do with between him and her. So you want to tell me now, you just said that kinegarish law, chalala, that even though kol zman they're married, the husband has a right to be made for that nether, but the afara does not help, after the get. Once he gives her a get, then the nether comes back. Like we always say, hafar is the pshat, not that the husband has the right to be oikah the neder mikara, as if the neder was never made. That only a chacham could do. But a husband is only chops it off mikan labo. He's megas gaius. So the pshat is the neder was once made and it's called a good neder. Just calls them as they're married, his hafar takes away the neder. But after they give a get, then the neder comes back again. So we ask the question, is that true? The Yotanan we learned like this. The Yotanan we learned, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Yomer Yofer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that a husband should be made for his wife's nedarim. And Ran says, Masnisani by Pirkas and Mishnah later, Ukatani Resha, Koinem Shein Yosi Apicha. If the wife makes a neder, I'm not going to work for you. I'm not going to work for my husband. The locher is Ein the Sorach Lofer. The husband does not have to be made for that neder. Why? So Meshubedes lay. That she has to work for him. She's Meshubet to him. Therefore, this neder is not chal. If she makes a neder that she won't work for the husband, she can't make such a neder. So Tanakhama says the husband does not have to be made for it. The husband should be made for the neder now. Because if he's not going to be made for the neder, we have to be afraid that later when the husband gives his wife a get, then she's not Meshubet. She does not have to work anymore for the husband. So then the neder will be chal that she's not allowed to, that the husband can't have any enjoyment from her. So therefore we tell the husband, go and be made for the neder right now. That's what the Yechon HaBanuri says. Again, the Yechon HaBanuri Yomer, Yofer, Koshem Yigoshenu, maybe you can give your wife a get, V'teyasuraloi, and then your wife's neder like will take place. Your wife made neder that you can't have any enjoyment from her. Any work that she does doesn't go to the husband. So we say, kol zman they're married, she can't make such a neder because she's meshubit to her husband. But Rabbi Yechon HaBanuri says, even so, the husband should be made for that neder because you have to be afraid that maybe you're going to give your wife a get and then she's not meshubit to you anymore and then it's going to be also for you because of that neder to have enjoyment from her. So therefore, what did Rabbi Yechon HaBanuri say? He said that you should be made for her neder right now. So you see clearly, if you're made for the neder right now, that hafara helps li'olam. That even though later you give her a get, still you are allowed to have enjoyment from her. So you see clearly, dvorim shebeino lebeino, a neder that pertains between you and her, when she made this neder that you can't have enjoyment from me. So that neder, if the husband is made for it, mashma that hafara helps, even after the get. So of course, not like we're saying now, we want to say now that nidri inu nefesh, the nidre beno lebeno, the afar only helps up until he gives her a get. But once he gives her a get, then his afar does not help. And look, from here we see not like that.
All right, turn on.
Here we see clearly that for Nusov, that's what Rabbi Yochanan Munner is saying, that the husband should be made for right now that neder, that even though later he'll give her a gift, still he'll be able to have enjoyment from her. So you see that for her helps her even for later. So if so, what's the difference between the Dorim, Beino Le Beino, Le Nidre Ino Nefesh? So this thing more answers like this. Moshe et kasha, Alma ki negarish lo, umeifu lo, mi koro, te heve hafara. You see, the hafara is called the good hafara. So Gemara says, no. I'm going to tell you like this. Halin v'halin nevi hafara. It's like a true. In both cases, the husband has a right to be made for the nedarim. Whether it's a neder inu nefesh, or whether it's a neder beino le beino. The husband has a right to be made for it. So what's the difference? Ela nidri inu nefesh. If it's a question of she's having pain, if the neder is that she can't eat any fruit, then we say made for the husband could be made for that neder, bein liyatzmoya bein lacherim. Even if she gets a get laid and she remarries to somebody else, that first hafara is okay. That she's able to eat fruits, doesn't matter whether she still stays married, doesn't stay married, even though she remarried to somebody else, the first hafara helps. Mashen kein, ein beminu nefesh. Let's say the neder does not have to do with inu nefesh. She makes the neder that her husband can't have enjoyment from her. There's no inu nefesh for herself about this. So such a neder is only ein bem inu nefesh. It's only a neder beino le beino. It's only a neder that pertains between him and her. So then we say meifer liach is ein bem inu nefesh liatzve meifer. The husband has a right to be meifer the neder cause of mine that pertains to him. Now, pertaining to him does not, like we said before, mean only up until he gives her a get, but even after he gives her a get. The first husband, whenever he wants to have enjoyment from his wife, it'll be mutter. You matter it for yourself, li'elam. But li'acherim eino meifer, that's the difference. Let's say you give her a get, and then she gets married to another husband. By the second husband, then her neder comes back again. Dvorim beino le beino, if she made that first neder, that she's not going to let her husband have any enjoyment from her. So even though the first husband was made for that neder, but later when he gives her a get, so right after the get, true, the husband could have enjoyment from her. His afara still helps. But let's say she gets married lachem to somebody else, she goes into somebody else's reshus, then the first husband's afara does not help, and then the neder comes back again. That by the second husband, again, that neder is here, that second husband cannot have enjoyment from her. This is the way it's learned. Eilu nedorim shul mufor bein liyatzo bein lacherim. Our Mishnah is saying a statement like this. These are the type of nedorim that a husband has a right to be nefer, and that afara helps for himself and for somebody else. Even though she remarries to somebody else later after the get, that neder is off. Mashen kein nedorim sheish peminu nefesh. That's the dorm sheyesh b'minu nefesh. A neder that's inu nefesh. That's the lach that the husband could be made for that neder, and the afara stays near them. Right, the Mishnah says the merchatz. So the first time the Tanakam holds, this is called neder of inu nefesh. That's something painful to her that she can't take a shower. Heichi koma. How does exactly did she say this neder? How did she speak it out? Elaim Madioma that she said, Kain in Paris Alai. She's making this a neder not to eat any fruits in the world. In Erchatz, if she'll take a shower today, says so, Lomulo Hafara. Why does her husband have to be made for another world together? The neder wasn't even chal yet. Loit Tirchatz, we should tell her, don't take a shower today. And therefore, Vulai Lissra in Paris Alam. And therefore, you won't become us of eating the fruits. If a neder was that all the fruits of the world is also to me, if I take a shower today. So let's tell him not to take a shower today. Such a case, if that was the neder, that if she does take a shower today, she can't eat any fruit in the world, so how could Rabbi Yossi argue on this? That's called a tremendous inu nefesh, you're giving her pain. Because Dilma Rochso, maybe she will take a shower today, and then she'll be also to eat all the fruits of the world. That's a terrible pain. So thus, you have to know what's Shana Mishnah, exactly how did she make this neder that the Tanakhama says taking a shower was called Inu Nefesh, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not called Inu Nefesh. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Pei. We just thought just last Gemara again on the bottom of Ayin Tes on the base. The bottom of Gemara again, it says in the Mishnah Merchatz. The lady says that she won't take a shower, you won't wash yourself. So the Mishnah Lashon is, again, that Edel Nedorim Shumefa, Dvorim Shesh from Inu Nefesh, in Erchatz, V'yim Lo Yerchatz. Shumefa is the type of a Nedev, she will wash herself or she won't wash herself. These are called Nigre Inu Nefesh. So Gemara says again, Hechi Koma, what exactly did the wife say? Elaim, if you want to say, the Omra that she said, Koinein Peiris Eilu Malai, she's making a Nisa Nedev, she can't have enjoyment from any Peiris in the world, from any fruits. In Erchatz, if she washes herself, May, is that the way, is that the type of a neder that she made? Gemara says, if so, lo malo hafara. If so, why does the husband have to be made for the neder altogether? The chur of the Yetzer is, lo tirchatz, she should not wash herself. Vol alistron teres olam, elo ala, or the Yetzer should be, teres olam ala, and she will not become master with the teres. In other words, she only made the neder that she's master, she can't eat all the fruits, if she washes herself. So true, not to eat any fruits, that's called Inu Nefesh. If somebody can't eat any fruit, that's terrible, that's called Inu Nefesh, you're giving yourself pain. But we're going now just not to wash yourself, that's not so bad. So Chura, let's tell her not to wash herself, and therefore the nether won't be chal. Says so, why does the husband have to be made for the nether altogether? Right, the Viyad, another kasher is, if that's Pshana Mishnah, this is the nether we're talking about in the Mishnah, so Viyad, is it true? How could Rabbi Yossi argue in the Mishnah and say these type of nedarim are not considered inu nefesh? L'chura dilma rochza, like if you tell me we are afraid that maybe she will wash herself, and if she washes herself, then the yisusur peiros olam ala, she'll be also then that she won't be able to eat any fruits in the world. So that's a terrible inu nefesh. That's a terrible pain for her. So how could Rabbi Yosef say in our Mishnah that the first types of Nedarim in Erchatz, V'im Lo Erchatz, that's not considered Inu Nefesh? Like if the Neder of the Mishnah is that she said that if she washes herself, then she can't eat any fruits in the world, so that's called Inu Nefesh. How could Rabbi Yosef argue? So Ron explains of the Chal, the reason why the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't want to say the Mishnah means straight out that she made a Neder not to wash herself. The Ron says, the middle light, the first big lines, the middle light tonic going, shenodra brechitza atzma, since the Mishnah doesn't say clearly that she made the neder not to wash herself, alma brechitza lekinui, we see, stam from not washing yourself, that's not called pain. That's not called inui. Vechivun lekino lama lafara, why does the husband have to be made for it? Umani yarmin mahalishna dilma lama lafara, Lo tirchas a disrun peiros ayelum alah mashmud lo aim to kol amos lo rochs lo misra lo peiros avloi chashin at shem tirchas that calls the man she does not wash herself, so she does not become master on the peiros of the world. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Why does the husband have to worry so much about making a hafara? Stam, let's tell her, don't wash yourself. In other words, that's the diyuk. Since the Mishnah doesn't say that she made a neder, push it not to wash yourself. It should have said that's the lashon of the neder. Then I would say the Mishnah holds not washing yourself, that's called inu nefesh. Since the Mishnah says im erchatz, v'yim lo erchatz, mashma, this neder is telling something else. Like, if I wash myself, then I'll be yosef with something else. That's the Gemara's deal, is that stam not washing yourself, that's not called inu nefesh. So therefore, what's the case of inu nefesh? That you're saying that if you wash yourself today, then you'll be yosef to eat all the peiros of the world. So then that's Taki Inu Nefesh. So Gemara asks the Manashach, first of all, why are we afraid that she wash herself? Let's tell her not to wash herself, the husband shouldn't have to be mefer. And if you are afraid that she will wash herself, and she'll become awesome, so why does Rabbi Yosi argue? How could Rabbi Yosi now Mishnah say, Ein Elo Nidri Inu Nefesh? So Gemara says, the Elo, what should be the case?